This is a Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cote to Texas.
And this week on the Skirted Roundtable, Megan, Joni, and I are going to be talking about blogging and running contests on blogs, whether it's giveaways or all the various kinds of contests that either we've run or we've seen other people run, and what we think is successful, and when we think maybe it wasn't successful or it was too successful and ended up being an enormous amount of work. So, Joni, you recently ran an uber successful contest with the French Market Baskets, and you got like a zillion comments and entries. And so how'd that go for you?
Well, I'm surprised I'm still alive after it. It was unbelievable. I think I got on the website over 700 comments.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, and probably personally, I might have gotten 100 or 200 emails that said, how do I enter the contest? So the response was phenomenal.
I had no idea. Well, no, the last time I looked at it, you had a huge amount. What I would have said was phenomenal. Like, you had maybe 180 comments on it. And I thought, wow, this is going really well for her. I had no idea. Over 700. That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
It was. It was a lot of work because.
Why? Weren't you just. How'd you end up picking?
First of all, it closed down my email from AOL like four or five times. Just shut it down. Like if I would leave and go away for 2 hours, it would close down my email because I'd have to move all the comments to another bot because AOL only allows you so many.
Right, great endorsement for AOL. AOL should be listening to this.
Right.
And you should be looking for another
mail. If I was gone for any extended amount of time, it would shut down my email. So it was just a mess. And then, like I said, there were a lot of personal emails. How do I comment? And so I would have to email them back and explain, or I just got to the point where I just said, I'll enter you. So I would just send it over. What I did is I transferred all the comments to a, saved box. And so I would just forward it. And it's just a lot. It's not a lot of work, but it's just a lot of with the emails and the comments.
Well,
and
I think
to read them all to be sure that there's not something in there. I haven't even finished reading them, I don't think, all. Just to be sure there's not something that I need to respond to.
Yeah.
And you try reading 800 and 1,000 comments in a day or two. It's a lot of work.
Well, would you think about, I think I emailed you this, setting up a separate contest, like Gmail account or something?
Oh.
So you could, like, segregate all of those kind of things from, or even just your blog comments, from any other email you might get in that account?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because they're there anyway.
So would you say, as far as going back to the contest, it was certainly hugely successful, and I think it was probably very successful, the company, for that.
She was stunned at the response because she told me that 20 different companies around the country called her to carry her merchandise.
I mean, that's amazing. That's a huge, it certainly shows the power of your blog. And then just,
It does.
Well, there were a lot of people. I think the word gets around when there's a good giveaway. And, it was a good giveaway. I mean, the value of it was really. It was a $350 prize, but it was pretty specific to a certain look that I was surprised so many people would want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's a very popular look.
I think that would work, though, anywhere, not just, French country. I mean, that could go anywhere. That was just a beautiful artisan piece. When Brooke had her giveaway, Velvet and Linen, how many people did she end up getting? That was a huge, that became a huge undertaking.
Yeah, she did that giveaway. This one, just to recap, was the Makers, Bricklayers coffee table that the gentleman offered Brooke three of them as a contest where people would enter their a picture of their living room and or a room in their house and how they would use it. And it was to sort of showcase how the same object could be made to look very different in different environments.
It was a phenomenal giveaway.
That was that was got to be the biggest giveaway I've seen on a blog as far as value. And she got, 200 entries, which was huge. I mean, because she had to sort and organize all those pictures. And then what she did
it was so overwhelming, I think, because of the unexpected influx of entries. She had all three of us were part of it. We all took part in helping her sort through, and we put in our 2 cents about what we thought, who we thought should win.
Yeah, she asked, it was a huge list of bloggers, 20 bloggers, to pick our favorite five, and that's how she culled it down to a manageable number that was then voted on her blog. So it was, that was a ginormous undertaking. I'm sure it was a huge amount of work. And I think that part of the reason why we wanted to have this conversation today was just to sort of talk about these things can be hugely successful and bring you a lot of readers, but are they ultimately worth it for some, when your blog is not your day-to-day job that you're being paid for? But something like that, if you're a successful blogger and then you run...
If you're looking to increase your readership, it is definitely worth it because it does. I know I gained a lot of readers just from the comments. People were saying, I've never been to your site before. And you wonder, how did they hear about it?
Well, I think here's the thing, though. I think that I did a giveaway with Shades of Light, actually.
Was a good one.
That was a good one. It was a great chandelier. It was really pretty. And that was great. The only thing that happened with that, I have BlogHer as my advertising thing. So BlogHer wrote me a quick little email telling me, I guess I didn't realize in the small print in my BlogHer contract that I could not put in any giveaways that were, I think, $250 and over in value. But they kind of said, okay, this time it's okay, but please don't do that again. So that's something, I don't know if anyone has BlogHer, you have to know you can't participate in.
You stayed with BlogHer after that?
I have, and I think it's only because I'm too lazy right now to go through and figure out how to set up all my advertising and if I want to stick with advertising. I just, I get my little check every couple weeks and I sort of go, it's not that bad. I'll take the check. Oh, I know. Here's what I was going to say. So someone else approached me about doing a giveaway around Christmas time. And the way I skirted this was I went on Twitter. I put the post on my website and said, I'm going to do a giveaway, but you have to follow me on Twitter. And on Twitter, I'm going to have a question that you need to answer. It's going to be about this particular shop that you have to find the answer to by looking on their website. Hmm. So there are ways you can work around it.
Yeah.
So I pointed everyone. I actually did the giveaway, which was probably in value over that amount, but I guided everyone to Twitter to actually do the giveaway on Twitter.
Did you find that you got more Twitter followers because of it?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have to be honest. I feel like, and probably everyone has this, I feel like I get tons of new Twitter followers every day. I mean, I feel like I'm, so I don't know that I noticed... Yeah, I guess there was I certainly got a lot more direct messages than I had ever gotten.
Yeah.
Can I want to say something. This is to the bloggers that if you're having a giveaway, I always do the contest so that in order to enter, they have to go to the website.
I think that's really smart that you do that.
I don't, even if it has nothing to do with the contest, in order to enter, they have to go to the website and pick out something they would buy from the website, even if it has nothing to do with what they're going to win. Because ultimately, people are asking us to do these giveaways to increase their traffic.
Yeah.
If we don't give them an increase in traffic, they'll be resentful and we're not holding up our end of the bargain. But truthfully, y'all, I see so many giveaways that they don't do that. They make up these contests and here's the prize. And they have nothing that links you back to the actual company that's offering the giveaway.
You know? I mean, you are what you're doing when you do a post. Let's be really honest. What you're doing when you're doing a post is doing a print ad, basically, right. And it's being paid for by the item, and everyone wins. I mean, the reader wins something, so you're not pulling one over on anyone. But and as a blogger, you should probably make sure you really. Well, I'm not going to tell anyone to do with their blog. I feel that everything that I've ever done on a giveaway, I really stand behind. Whether it's a shop or the product, it's something that I believe in. So I'm not just behaving as a shill for the product. But
I just don't think people have, some bloggers haven't really thought of that aspect. They try to make a cute contest out of it, which is
yes,
great.
I see
and I'm not putting them down, but they don't lead the entrance back to the website, and that's what they want, and that's it's just something to think about, you know.
Yeah,
if you're not going to give away,
you know. I mean, what I would also say for the vendor or the person who's doing the giveaway, I think across the board, I think 10% off any the discount thing is not going to get, if you're someone trying to get people attracted to your site to sell something, I think the discount thing doesn't work.
No, I agree. I think that you're not going to get any sales. All you're doing is getting publicity, and I'm not really giving anything away. A 10% discount, unless it's like, I think that blogs like Decorate and Design Sponge used to do this. They used to do things like, for our readers, 10% off. But those were small indie companies, which I think were much more personal. You know, it was a smaller artisan or somebody small who are an Etsy seller or somebody like that. That to me is different. But when it's a big company like a, you know, I'm not going to say who, but, you know, some larger firm that's a real corporation, and then they say, oh, well, your readers can get 10% off. We'll set you up as with this code. I don't think that that's, you're not really, you're running a print ad for free for that company.
Uh-huh. And, well, and I think it's a waste of everyone's time.
I do too. If they don't have a gift.
I'm saying if someone, I think these are the worst. Those posts that say, and I've done them before, and I've learned from that.
Right.
I've realized this is stupid. No one will comment on that. I doubt anyone ever goes to the site unless you put up an interesting, you know, an intriguing photograph or something that makes them go, that looks like a cute store.
Right.
No one's going to use that. That's a waste of time.
Right.
Well, unless, I tell you, I had a giveaway for a jewelry company, an indie jewelry company. And she offered, I believe, maybe 20% off, which is a nice gift.
Yeah.
Discount, including a gift and a discount to anyone that wanted to order. And I put on my sidebar an ad for her because she had sent me a beautiful necklace for free. And I felt, you know, hugely obligated.
This was Karen Sugarman, right?
Right.
Her stuff
gorgeous
is so beautiful.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. But anyway, so... come a couple months later, I emailed her and I said, you know, we've had a good run. You've been on the website now for months, you know, and I think I'm going to go ahead and take it off unless, and she said, oh, please, you know, don't. I've been getting so much business from that. You know, so I ran it again. But I do think that readers do like that discount, you know, especially
well,
when it's,
but,
yeah.
But,
it's
well,
20%
okay,
but,
right, but let me just, but what did I say? What I said was, if it's an artisan, I think it's different. And a Karen Sugarman is an artisan, like the ones that Decorator Design Sponge used to do. I'm talking about like the lighting companies who say, we'll give your people, you know, that are just major corporations. Karen
right.
Sugarman is a local artisan. So that,
yeah,
to me...
each piece is a piece of fine art.
Right.
So that in itself is unique.
That is a very good giveaway. And that was... And there was a giveaway. I mean, that contest included the giveaway.
Yeah.
Plus, any,
so,
you know...
Yeah.
So that's different. And that's not a contest.
Well,
that's a...
10%, come on, that's nothing. But 20%, you're kind of... It is something.
Yeah, I don't
even think it's enough.
But I don't think for a major company, I'm not going to do that because I think that they're just getting free advertising and it's not costing them anything. Because if they don't make any sales at that moment, then they're not even giving away the 10%, but they're getting their name out there for free. And I just think that, you know.
Oh well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Now there's other kind of contests that aren't just giveaways. For instance, I ran. A couple of years ago when the second season of the Bravo show Top Design was on. It was the season that Eddie Ross was on. And I was asked to blog on it, to be the lead blogger on a website called Blogging Top Design. And it's a group of people who run various blogs, one on Project Runway and the various Bravo reality shows. At the end, near the end of the season, they did, I think it was the episode that Eddie was kicked off, they did a Swarovski crystal chandelier challenge where they, the final four, had to create a room around a beautiful Swarovski crystal chandelier. And I had been to an event in Boston where they were showcasing the chandeliers separately from the show. It just was happening kind of at the same time. And I met their marketing manager. And it put in mind to me to do a contest on this website to sort of generate interest on the website and sort of for the show, because it was a fan website, to have people enter virtual design plans around one of these chandeliers. And so I contacted Swarovski and I asked them if they could provide a prize. And then I thought, you know, Margaret Russell was one of the judges on the show, and I already had a relationship with her, so I thought, wouldn't it be fun if she was the judge? And she agreed to do it. Then Bravo slapped my hands because I didn't ask them first. I just went to Margaret separately. So she did it anyway. And it was a lot of fun. We had, you know, I didn't know what we'd get for entries, but she gave away a book. So she sent the person a signed book of the book she had at that time, So Chic. And Swarovski put up a beautiful crystal ring for if it was a woman who won, or cufflinks, because they were like, well, we can't give you a chandelier. I'm like, I'm not asking for a $10,000 Tord Bunchy chandelier. I understand right. that. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a lot of designers from all over the world who entered, and the woman who won was from Australia. It was great. I mean, it wasn't a giveaway, so to speak. People really had to do a lot of work, and then Margaret, our team selected, called down the thing to like 6 or 8 finalists, and then Margaret selected from the finalists. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I love those. Like, All the Best has run several of those, which are design based, you know, like, and I love like those. Yeah, it's a giveaway. Well, it's a contest. I think those are so much fun, you know.
I think people love to do those too. I think the contests are great. And it's a great way to get people to participate in your blog, to be interactive with your blog, and then it's great content for your blog.
Right. I mean, you know? It was great because I sort of co-branded it on my own blog. And these were people, I mean, these were real designers, because you had to kind of know what you were doing to put together a room plan, a digital room plan.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, this was an opportunity to put your work in front of Margaret Russell. You know, and which was really the prize, quite frankly. And and the ring was beautiful, because Swarovski sent me the ring, and then I had to mail it to the winner. And it was a really funky ring with a little diamond in it. And
did you like wear it around like to the grocery store and stuff?
I didn't. It was too small for my finger. It was a huge. It was like a lump of crystal that like had a.
That would make a great pinky ring.
Yeah,
I would have slipped it on and worn it around a couple of days.
It was very pretty. I was afraid I'd like hurt myself on it. It was so big, but that was a lot of fun, but it was a huge amount of work, because you know they were sending me the plans, and then I had to, you know, do posts on each and every one and promote it, but it brought a lot of readers. It brought a lot of new readers to the blog, and that was sort of the point. And it raised end of the season awareness of the show.
Well, and we did a giveaway right before Christmas.
Yes,
and
we did.
I think, you know, that was a really fun thing to do, because we were not promoting a particular product. Each of us gave something that we had. It was kind of in the spirit of holiday giving, and it was a way to thank our listeners.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun. That
was
a fun thing to do.
Yeah, that was fun to do, and it generated, you know, I think a lot of interest in Yvonne Blacker, who I ended up sending mine to, did a little blog post about the one I sent her, the silver basket. And, you know, that's sort of, I think, the point of it is generating camaraderie and awareness of a product or a...
Well, you know. I've been saying for a long time that these giveaways are really incredible, because you think about contests. Traditionally, they've been in magazines, and you've had to compete with 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 people. Some of these giveaways, you're competing with 100 people.
Right.
I mean, your odds are incredibly
good
to actually win something, you know? And something good like...
a French market basket.
Kitchen and residential design, you know, Paul Anatur. I don't know if that's how he pronounces his name, but Paul
A N A T E R.
He gave away like a dishwasher.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like a appliance. I mean, maybe it was a range, but I'm pretty sure it was a dishwasher. And, you know, not that many people enter. Jeez. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you are into contests and you're used to entering these ones in magazines and never won something, this is your chance. I mean,
you should put your Google, if you're really into it, what you could do is just set your Google alert to giveaway, blog, comma, giveaway, and see what comes up.
I'm wondering if people don't do that, Megan. I'm wondering if that's where some of these people had gotten.
They must have some kind of a, I mean, not for you, because you generally get a huge amount of readers, but I mean, that would be the thing to do. You could make bank. You could, I mean, yeah. Seriously, because like you're saying, the odds are so good. They're so good. And there's so many bloggers that don't have a huge readership yet that are excited to get the opportunity to do a giveaway. And so they do them, and there's some good things to be had out there.
Yeah, he gave away an electronics front load washer and dryer. Well, no, that's another one. I'm looking on his blog. Well, anyway.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry.
I won a, and I didn't even know I entered, on the website Divine Caroline, which isn't really a blog, but it has sort of bloggy components. They have a section called Chit Chat, and I won an Ormond Jane, which is, I think, a fragrance giveaway. That'll be mailed to me from.
Wait a minute! You didn't know? How did you not know? You didn't.
I don't know, but they just said They said congratulations! You've won our giveaway. So
are you sure it wasn't a spam thing?
I am sure because I used to write for them.
Did they? Did they need your credit card to make sure it would? Yeah. To make sure.
Well, I did have to give my social security number. Do you think I shouldn't have done that? No. Because I knew who they were. So yeah, I had to email them my mailing address, and that was it. So if I get robbed.
And wait, when did you win?
Ormond Jane giveaway. O-R-M-O-N-D-E Jane. I think it's a fragrance of some kind, perfume. I looked it up. I'd never heard of it.
Huh.
But, so I don't know what it is, but maybe it'll come. So, can we think of any other contests that people have run that were, like, really spectacular? I mean, there's been a lot, like, various blogs. Well, what about the apartment there, the recent one with which wasn't a blog contest.
The Bloomingdale, you mean the Bloomingdale's window?
The Bloomingdale's window that sort of took over blog world.
That was crazy. Yeah. I think that was a demonstration, and it was like the telephone game. I mean, how fast things can spread if, you know, with your connections with blogging.
Yeah.
I mean, that there was the power of blogging at work.
Well, I think, you know, what was interesting was that, it was a weird contest in that Apartment Therapy ran the contest, but was also a competitor in the contest, and so...
That was weird.
That was just a little strange. I think just, not that they were doing anything, they didn't win, so clearly they weren't doing anything wrong, but that was a little weird. But I think that all the networking that, and connections that Eddie Ross has made, you know, he called them all in.
Yeah.
And Apartment Therapy doesn't, you know, they don't reach out to people anymore. And some of that is they're just so big that they can't. Like, as Joni said, it's, you know, you get 700 emails, you can't reply to them. And it's
Eddie's very personal and has remained that way somehow. Yeah. But you're right. Maxwell has, it's more of a corporate feel. Apartment Therapy.
I mean, I have never emailed them and gotten a response. I mean, very rarely.
And Eddie, more times than not, you leave a comment and he emails you back.
Right. You might get a little, you know, comment back, or you might get, you know, there's just something, or he was on Facebook a lot, vote for me. And now, I honestly think that got to be a little much, and it was, you know, too much of that. I was sick and tired of it, but it really showed.
What, Eddie's?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with those. That you're right. Go on, Lynn. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that I think on the one hand, it showed the power of the personal touch in blogging that Eddie and Jathan are maintaining, and I think hopefully they will always maintain that, versus an Apartment Therapy who, you know, has none of that, and, you know, Bloomingdale's who didn't really have an opportunity to have it.
Oh, I know.
You know, because Bloomingdale, you know, and it showed the power of the online.
Well, mm-hmm. I tell you, Valerie Visual Vamp entered a contest like that on Apartment Therapy, who has a horrible contest thing. When they have a contest, it's just horrible what you have to go through to vote, you know?
Well, you just have to be registered.
Oh, it just has a lot of steps.
Yeah, and but hers, every day you had to vote, and it went on and on. And she was getting a free ticket to New York, and she had to, you know, on a daily basis, get everyone to vote again for her, and she was driving everyone crazy, and she was embarrassed about it. In fact, you know, because she emailed me one day and said, you know, I'm embarrassed about this.
But she didn't.
She kept doing it. She kept doing it, though.
Because you get caught up. You want to win.
Right. I know. You're right.
And apartment therapy sets it up so that you have to vote every single day. You know.
You do. I understand what she's doing. And you get why apartment therapy's doing it, because their whole purpose is to generate readers. So, but there's got to be a better way of doing it so that you don't end up driving everyone nuts and having everyone turn off your Facebook updates.
Well, apartment therapy doesn't care that Valerie or Eddie had to drive, you know, keep reminding people. That's, you know, it's all to their benefit. And since they don't read their own emails, obviously they don't care.
Well, it was like those Homies Award. I mean, how many emails did you get? Vote for me on the Homies.
Well, the Homies thing is ridiculous. There were like 600 design blogs entered.
I don't even know why we need awards for them anymore at this point.
Right. I mean, it's just too many. And the same. I mean, at least with the Homies, they stopped. Like, you can only win once. So Design Sponge isn't going to win every year.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, at least good, because it really just comes down to just the more people who know you, which may mean you have the best blog, but not always. So I think my point of talking about this was, you know, particularly when people are newer, I think when you're running a contest, you just have to think about, is it worth the work for you? You know, how's it going to be successful? Well, not necessarily. I mean, I've run contests where I didn't think it was worth the work, or I ran it and I didn't get much response, or, you know, I think you just have to, everybody's different. And so who is... Do you want to get all those emails, or are you going to be driven crazy? Or
yeah, well, I mean, I'm saying if you were interested in growing your blog, and I think probably everyone that has one is interested in growing their blog.
I think giveaways are generally speaking a great thing. I don't like the discounts. I don't even care if it's 20% because I don't think they're used. Although the only caveat is, as Linda said, the fine art pieces that you get a discount. Those I actually probably would use. But the virtual coupons are just, I don't, kind of nonsense. But I think giveaways are really good. And I think that if you're a new blogger, I think you really should pay attention to the product and does it fit with your blog. I think for people who have products that would like to get to be known, I think it's a great way to get your product to be known. Give something away, though. Don't do the chintzy 10% off. Actually give something away.
Right. And work with the blogger on, you know, what is going to make this a really interesting giveaway that's going to generate, it's not just a freebie, it's going to generate real interest. You know, like Joni does with go to their website and take a look and come back and tell me what you like. You know, that's a very interesting.
The girl that owns French Basketeer, she did an incredible amount of business that week, you know. I mean, a lot of business that week.
Yeah.
And so she was thrilled. And that's what it was, what a contest should be, you know.
Different people have different ways they run their contests. So, for instance, Joni, you take it as comments, and a lot of people do it as, you know, leave a comment and enter it. But I know there's other bloggers who give an email address. You know, they don't want it in the comments. Just send me an email with your entry. And I think that that's it's sort of a different way in that you can kind of hide how many entries you get. So
why do you think you'd want to do that?
If you don't get that many entries.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can say you got a lot of entries, or you can sort of just say, oh, the response was wonderful, thank you. And this is the winner. And, you know, it kind of, there's a little benefit.
I know what you mean. I've seen some giveaways and, like, nobody is entered, you know. And you're kind of like, what's the point?
And that's
that person that chose that blog for the giveaway. You know, for a long time, nobody ever approached me for a giveaway. And I was always feeling so sorry for myself, you know. And I haven't had that many, truthfully.
Well, you will now.
I know. You will now, Johnny.
Why, Megan? No one knows who French Basketeer is.
But yeah, but they do.
I do want to announce that I'm having a fabulous giveaway coming up. With Things That Inspire, she's doing she has a side business with Framed Intaglios, and they're gorgeous. And we're doing a giveaway for framed in, you know, intaglio.
That's great. Matches your, and it works with your blog. God, that'd be another one that I sort of want to keep for myself. You know?
What do you mean by
the giveaway, you mean? Yeah, yes. I know.
Could she give you one?
Well, she called me and she said, "What do you want, the gold? If you do this, would you want to win the gold, the silver, or the gliver, which is gold and silver together?" And I said, "Oh, no, you don't have to give me one at all. I'm not, you know, don't worry about that. But I do love the gliver."
Just in case.
Right. The gliver.
Right. So anyway, I was just trying to say that if you're running, particularly for a new blogger, if you happen to, you know, you get someone who's interested in running a contest, or you have a friend who has a store or, you know, something like that, you're going to partner with someone. I think an option is, if you're not getting a huge amount of readers, an option is to say, send me an email to contest@myblog.com or whatever. I think that's how Rhonda does it. It's send an email. She has a contest email. I think it's sort of a way of maintaining a little mystery, which can be a good thing, particularly if you don't get a huge response.
Yeah. If you're new and don't have many readers, you don't want the giveaway to know how bad it was for them, you know, but they'll know by the response that they get on their website.
They will, but, you know, you just don't know. But I think that it's an option that people should maybe think about. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, just, you know, some people do. So there are very big bloggers who do that. That's not always meaning that they're not getting a big response, but they just choose to do it that way versus in the comment section. But you, Joni, I think you have vociferous commenters.
Yes.
They like to comment.
And send you emails, because I know you get like two for everybody, which is great.
I love it. Yeah. You know, I love it. It's just hard to answer people now like I used to be able to answer people. I just can't anymore. I try, but it just, you know, I only end up feeling guilty
about not being able to respond to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. And I get like a tenth of what you get. And then I go.
But it's still a lot, you know, it's just a lot to, mm-hmm. you know, do the blog, work, run your household, and answer comments, you know.
Right.
Watch Twilight. Every
this has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We always appreciate your comments and emails. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com or download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks again, and we'll be back soon.